ब्रह्मा कुमारीज के प्रत्येक सेवा केंद्र पर राजयोग मेडिटेशन निशुल्क सिखाया जाता है। ये कोर्स 7 दिन प्रतिदिन 1 घंटे का है। भारत में बड़े शहरों से लेकर छोटे छोटे गांवों में हमारे 8000 से अधिक सेवा केंद्र हैं। राजयोग सीखने के लिए और अपने नजदीकी सेवा केंद्र का पता जानने के लिए संपर्क करें।
हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके हसरत है हमारी बाबा कर दो वो पूरी आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके अंबर पे आँख उठाए मन तो उड़ता ही जाए संगम के सुहाने सुख जो हम लूटे तो लुटाए दिव्य चितवन से नस नस को भर दे आज आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके मिल जाओ प्यारे बाबा हम बच्चों से आके।
ओम शांति। अवेकनिंग विद ब्रह्मा कुमारीज में आज आप सभी का स्वागत है। हमारे बीच में सिस्टर कैरोलिन चिली से आए हैं जो कि राजयोग का अभ्यास पिछले 20 वर्षों से कर रहे हैं। आप एक मैनेजमेंट कंसल्टेंट भी हैं और एक ऑथर भी हैं, साथ साथ आपने ग्लोबली वुमेन्स फील्ड में भी काफी कार्य किया है। तो आइए बात करते हैं लीडरशिप कोच सिस्टर कैरोलिन से कि करेज के बारे में इनका क्या कहना है। Welcome, Sister Caroline.
Thank you, Sister Nikki.
Sister Caroline, normally we relate courage with a lot of muscle power and a lot of courage to show what I can do. So what do you think courage in the real sense means?
If you understand the root of the word courage, it comes from the Latin, which is cœur, or the old French is courage, and it means heart and spirit. So what it is about being able to listen to your inner voice, to know what is the right thing in the right moment, and then to act from that. So when you do that, when you kind of go, no, this is right, this is true, and you say, I'm sorry, that's not acceptable, you know, or excuse me, I don't think that you can treat someone like that. You don't have to be violent or aggressive. You might be strong, but you don't have to be aggressive or violent. When you come from that place of what is true, it has its own power. There's an interesting thing, a study by a man, a doctor called David Hawkins in the United States. And what he was able to do was calibrate different states of consciousness or different emotional states. And he says that, you know, the lower states of shame and apathy and guilt and even anger and jealousy, these are all lower states when we don't feel powerful in ourselves and we have to manipulate to get things. And he said the point at where it turns to powerful from powerless is courage. Because it's like you stop blaming people out there. You stop saying, well, it's the fault of the government, or it's my husband, or it's my boss, or it's my mother, or whatever.
What I feel sometimes, we know what's right, and we need to speak up for it or face it in the right way. But sometimes there's something at the back of my mind that's saying, what if this doesn't work? What if this happens? You know, there's something that's pulling me back from taking that step of courage.
Yeah.
So how do we really move forward with that?
I think it's important to understand what are the things that are pulling us back. And usually it's because we're afraid, right? We're afraid. We're afraid of either rejection, we're afraid of losing something. Mostly we're afraid to lose something. And you know, a lot of the time we've set up our lives so we can feel safe. You know, so, okay, if it's me, you know, maybe I have a good position in my work. I have, or as a freelance, I have a good client. So Do I really want to tell them the truth of what I see, you know, that in their leadership they're behaving badly or they need to develop something? Maybe they won't like me or maybe they won't listen to that, but I have to have the courage to do my job right. You know, I'm employed for that. Or if I need to say to my mother-in-law who's interfering in how I look after my children, how I raise my children. And, you know, one thing is to have advice, which is fine. It's good to have the courage to listen to the wisdom of others. But the other thing is, you know, if someone is interfering all the time and it's not appropriate, then I have to have that courage. But what's the ramification, you know? Does the mother-in-law then, you know, manipulate with her son, who is my husband, and does it become a nightmare? So what do I need to do? And, you know, the wonderful thing is not reaction, like if I don't like it or I feel pressed or I feel angry and then react, that will get not a positive result. But if I can come into this place which is me, you know, and I can listen to my own true voice and says, you have to stand up here. You have to say, sorry, you can't treat me like that. Or I need to speak with you. I really appreciate your advice. However, I need to bring up my children as well.
It's being polite yet being bold. It's
respectful.
Yeah.
And doing the right thing that you know. You know, there's interesting research.
You're not attacking the other person.
Not
in
at
that.
All.
So you're just respecting who they are.
Yeah.
There may be some problems with them as
sure.
well. So you respect that, but you let them know what's going on within you and just be honest with them.
Yeah. And you know, this is really a courage to say what is the right thing. You know, or I've worked with, you know, a lot of women I've worked with in leadership or And a lot of women in leadership in very rural communities or poor environments. And for them, sometimes the courage is they have to leave a relationship. And for others, it's the courage to stay in a relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so courage is interesting. It's not the same for everyone. What you're afraid of is easy for me.
It's not a fixed line that
not
this is
all.
What courage is.
Yeah, and really, you know, maybe for you to go on television is easy, you know, it doesn't take any courage. But for someone else, it's like, oh, I could never do that. And so for them to say, okay, I will, it's a
I
lot
think
of
normally
courage.
We have our own comfort zones, we are okay with it. And sometimes we may be a little lazy or, you know, we just don't want to step out of
yeah.
that. To start with something new and go to a different level, that also takes a lot of courage. But you know, we always have this fear of insecurity. What's going to be my future like? Is it going to work out for me or
is
it not going to work out?
Will people laugh at me? Will they, you know,
yeah.
How will I look? Will they approve of me?
Even maybe financially, you
yeah.
think about, because that's one of the major aspects that one has to think. Okay, if I be courageous, but if I lose my job,
yeah.
I'm in a big mess.
Yeah.
So sometimes people just stay with whatever they are.
Yeah. You know, when I first started with the Brahma Kumaris nearly 20 years ago, one of the senior teachers said, you know, if you do it, he's very much about, you know, 10 times a day practice, which I'm not. I'm not very consistent like that. But, you know, take one thought, say it 100 times a day. But he made this idea to practice for 45 minutes every day, a meditation for 21 days. A meditation, 45 minutes same time if you can every day on one theme so that you really create this strength of this one theme. And I chose courage. And I really feel that I have a lot of this courage, this other kind of courage. I don't know what I'd be like going to war, right? But I have this courage to go beyond the boundaries. And one of the things I've understood about courage is it's associated somehow with your destiny too. You know, if you don't have a vision for your life other than the daily thing of, you know, go to work, come home from work, cook the dinner, go to sleep, get up, feed the children or whatever. If you don't see your life as being more beautiful than that, as more magical or divine, and you still can do all those things, but it can have another sense
perspective.
Of greatness, you know. But once you have a vision that for me it's a vision. I really want to be an instrument for something special to happen in the world for humanity. And I don't have to be the one, but I want to be one of the ones working together for that. So that means I have to change myself a lot from when I began to where I am now. I could never have gone on the television. I could never have given a lecture, spoken in public. But because I have this aim that says, I want to be available for something good in any moment, you know, I want to be able to say yes and go beyond my fear.
So that's your purpose that's motivating you to take that step of courage.
Well, in fact, what happens is, as soon as you set an intention, you set a vision, the world starts to move to help make that vision happen. And the more that you can keep that clear, everything in the drama of life, in the play of life, starts to happen, to come to you. So
it becomes reality.
It becomes a reality. And things come that make you go out of your comfort zone. Many things in 20 years I could not have imagined. When I was, you know, growing in Australia, growing up, I didn't want to travel. I had no interest. Now I visit over 50 countries, you know, working with people from all walks of life, from the very top to people who have nothing. And, you know, I think it's great because, you know, life keeps moving and becoming new and you stay inspired.
Apparently, what I think is, I can understand what courage is because I have taken some bold steps in my life too. But sometimes I have delayed these steps of courage. And I really think one thing was fear that you were talking about. And the other thing is laziness as well, you know. We just don't want to start with something new. We are okay. So apart from the fear factor that's there, because we don't start with something new or take that bold step of courage, how do we get over this laziness?
I think it's not having an inspiring enough vision. You know, for me,
some people just don't have a clarity of what they want to do in life. So what do? They just have, they think, okay, I want to be happy, but I don't know where, how, what, why. So they don't have a clear vision of what do they really want in life.
Okay, I think it's interesting you touched on something. Very rarely do people say, I want to be happy. They don't put that. They think, what do I want in life? Okay, what? I want a husband, I want a nice home, you know, maybe like
good job.
I want a good job, I want good income. They think in all the external things, but really why they're thinking that is because they think when they have all that, then they'll be happy, you know. But it doesn't work like that. You have to say, I want to be happy. That's my focus. And then what happens is, you know, you'll be confronted with a situation. Maybe at work, you have a good career starting and your boss is not treating you well. And you're saying, I don't feel happy about this. But do you risk maybe losing your job? Do you risk putting your boss offside by saying, you know, going to him and saying, or her, and saying, you know, really, I feel this is not right. I give my best. If you want to give me feedback, that's fine. But I feel you're treating me, blah, 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 whatever. You have to have such courage. But what happens when you take that step of courage, because life has presented that in response to you saying, I want to be happy. You take that step of courage, you empower yourself, and you think, okay, I'm not a victim. I can create my own life. And maybe the boss isn't happy and you get put out. Very often, if you don't do it from anger, but you do it in a considered way and you say, I'm willing to accept feedback, I want to learn, but I feel I need to also be treated with respect. Very often what happens is the attitude of that person changes and they go, wow, this is someone I should take some notice of because they're valuable. And then you change not only the relationship and you change your own state of feeling of powerfulness, I can do something about my life, but you start to get more notice. Like you get more opportunities because You've presented yourself.
And I think we also start discovering more about ourselves. Maybe I didn't think I could do this, but since we are faced with so many oppositions or so many situations, I really start discovering, oh wow, I have this in me. And I don't think that if I'm not really that strong internally, and the more situations that come in my life, they're actually making me strong enough and empowered enough.
And what happens with courage? You take one step, and I like this saying, you know, in the Brahma Kumaris, you take one step of courage and God takes 1,000 to help you. And my experience is absolutely that, you know. I go, I don't know how I can do this. The first time I ever had to do an international event, I'd never done anything like this, and I had to facilitate with 400 people for 7 days. And I just said, I don't know why I'm doing this. Life has presented me with this. I said I want to be an instrument for something. Okay, I'll do it, but I'm going to need help. And I got the help. I really did. And I think each time you take a step of courage, it's like you have this big well, you know, a huge reservoir. And you add more into that reservoir of courage. And so the next time you go, I can take a bigger step because I have this big well I can draw upon. And I can use it. And sometimes there's small, small things that you have to take a lot of courage for. I remember this young man who was moving out from his mother's home, you know, where all his washing was done. All his cooking was done. His room was clean. All the comforts. But he's a young professional man in his early 30s, and somehow it's time for him to grow up. He wasn't married yet. And for him to live in an apartment, do his own cooking, his own washing.
It's a challenge, yeah?
It was a challenge, but actually it took courage to leave all the comforts and grow up. Take responsibility for his life. So in the simple things of the daily life, it takes courage. And when we said to him, you know, that's courage, he went, how? He said, well, does it take effort for you to, you know, to do this? Are you a little bit afraid that you can't? He said, yeah. He said, okay, so it takes courage. He went, okay.
Yeah, because otherwise you fall back again.
Exactly. And you're always limited by what you think you can and cannot do, by your beliefs. And beliefs are just things of the mind. They're not real. Often they're inherited.
Yeah, sometimes I think we need to have more trust and faith in ourselves that we're capable to do something.
But courage helps us with that, really, Nikki. Because each time I take a step of courage and it proves to be right because I listened to my own inner voice, in among the millions of voices of people telling me what to do, my parents, society. But somehow, I could tap what my own inner voice is telling me. And I take that step of courage, and it works. Sometimes not immediately, but it works when I look back. And then I can have more faith in myself. I can trust myself more, because I understand how it works. I listened to my own inner knowing. I acted from that. The result was good. I can trust myself more. And the next time,
and I think that's what helps to increase our level of courage and inner strength every time, because I may feel that I may have a low self-respect. I may feel I'm not good for nothing. I can't do things, because a lot of people out there have serious depression problems, and
absolutely,
they feel because of comparison or because of abuse or whatever, they feel I'm not good enough. I can't do anything.
That's right.
So I think that's one crucial moment where we really need to have a lot of courage. And when we are in that storm of negativity, how do you think can I really build on that and start something new?
It's not easy, and I've experienced moments of depression in my life. Not actually, luckily, I have to say, not since I've been with the Brahma Kumaris studying. I've had some days that have been down for sure, but before I started to work with this knowledge, I had times where I felt, you know, my life was hopeless, I couldn't see. And I really feel this is why it's so important. Even when you're down there in that sort of well of despair, you have to go, okay, this will pass. This is not forever. Even if it's been for a long time, you know, to understand up till this point, I didn't have tools. I didn't understand how to come out from this. But the very act of saying, I want freedom. I want contentment. I want my life to be something lovely. You have to say it in the positive, not I don't want to be depressed. Because you're still talking about the depression. You're still in the energy of that. But to say, I can't imagine it almost because I'm so low. But maybe it's possible. And courage is the doorway to possible. It really is. When you say, I can maybe have this, I can be this, it opens the window and in that moment it's possible that God can reach in and pull you out. But you have to want to come out.
I think it's because of some past experiences. Maybe I've been cheated or something in a relationship.
Yeah.
And I just don't have the courage. I don't trust anybody anymore.
Sure.
That I don't want to connect with anybody anymore now. I've already been cheated maybe more than once, you know.
Yeah.
So even to have that, even having that one person of courage becomes so difficult. And what would you suggest that someone who's in such a situation, what means can he look for to really come over that?
As I said before, I think the first step is to have the desire for something positive. And even you don't believe it's possible. It's
because,
okay.
You know, the world becomes so dark, you just can't see that.
I know, and I really have been there. I remember one time in my early 20s, you know, for me to get out of bed in the morning was not easy. And then I wasn't working, and I felt all day depressed, and I would watch the television, the terrible soap operas on the television. That made me more depressed, I think. And I didn't have tools back then. I didn't know what to do. And so we know what it's like. You know, you feel like you're just...
So actually, I think this is a program where it could, you know, open up a new door for them.
Yeah, really. Because what I still... You know, I have had this tendency to go down. What I understand for me is that as soon as I allow a thought that says, it's not fair, or how come my life is like this, or they, or him, or her, as soon as I give anything outside of me the power to make my life miserable, I'm on that downward slide into the dark, deep pit of depression. I know that. And I know that I could stop it. But it took me some time to learn that. That when I catch that thought and I start going down, I have to have the courage to stop and know it's not true. It's just a pattern of thought. It feels like it's true. My mind wants to, you know, make me think this is reality. But I can do something here to either continue myself down or begin the process of liberating myself out. And if I can't think some great positive thing in that moment, I can at least say, I'm not going to believe my mind in this moment. Don't start that chain of thoughts because it will take me. Because when I go down there and I get to the bottom, I have no energy, right? I have no hope, I have no light, no inspiration, but I have to get myself out. No one can help me out. Even my best friend who comes and tries to be kind and lovely doesn't work. Even someone is, you know, I go and see a happy movie. It lasts for that amount of time. I have to get myself out. So I realize I put myself down there with my thoughts. I steal all of my energy. I become despairing. And then I have to get myself out.
So you want to say that at least one thought of coming out of the situation should be there, and then maybe I can get, because that chain of positivity is not coming naturally from within, I can definitely take help from outside, maybe being in a good company, listening to something good, reading something good. So just getting help from wherever possible, but at least have the thought, I don't want to continue like this anymore.
That's right. The first thing is, I don't want this anymore, and then you have to start to think what you do want. And that's hard when you're surrounded by blackness. But you can at least say, well, I want to have, you know, a little bit of light. You know, I want some, you know, horizon showing a sunrise somewhere. Because the thing is, other people have come out from depression. So if other people can come out, it's possible. It's not certain, but it's possible I can come out. Even if it's mild depression, even if it's just a hopelessness, or if it's a deep depression, other people have come. So if they can, I can. It's possible. And as soon as you have that courageous thought, and it is courage, you know, it's not going to war, but it's going to war with the darkness that would want to consume your spirit. So you have this thought, and what happens, really, help comes. You know, you turn on the television and there's something that speaks exactly to you in that moment, and you have to go, oh wow, that's for me, you know, really, maybe really this works. Or a friend comes to the door and you haven't seen them for a long time and they have the same story and they share how they... Or you go out and there's, you know, newspaper is open and there's a story about something.
Just come across something.
As soon as you activate courage, which says, I want my life to be better.
It's as you're saying, when you have thoughts, everything comes to you to help you out. Yeah.
It really does. But you have to be prepared then. This is another courage to let go of the pattern of a long period of time. Because life will come to pull you out. Many things will come. You know that great story that someone is drowning in the river? It's an old story, but it's very good. And, you know, someone comes and throws out a branch and says, quick, take hold of the branch. And said, no, I gave my life to God. God will save me. You know, and then someone else comes.
Came with the boat, yeah.
The boat, and then the helicopter drops down and goes to God and says, hey, hang on. He said, what do you want? I sent you a branch, a rope, a helicopter and a boat. So you have to be prepared to accept the help when it comes. And that takes courage, you know, because there gets to be some addiction to, you know, the sort of swamp of melancholy. And you have to say, okay, finish. If the help comes, I'll take that courage to take that step.
Yeah, sometimes you get so annoyed. Enough is enough. Now I want to change. And then you start on.
Yeah.
That was wonderful, Sister Caroline. Thank you for being with us today.
My pleasure. Thanks, Sister Nikki.
आज आपने देखा सिस्टर कैरोलिन जो चिली से हमारे साथ थे, उन्होंने हमें बताया कि जीवन में हर एक कदम पे हिम्मत कैसे हमारा साथ देती है, चाहे वो घरेलू प्रॉब्लम्स हो, चाहे रिलेशनशिप्स में प्रॉब्लम हो, चाहे हमें अपने जीवन में एक नया कदम ही क्यों ना उठाना हो, हिम्मत ए मर्दा मदद ए खुदा, इसी को अगर हम याद रखें तो जरूर सफलता हमारे साथ है। आज के लिए बस इतना ही, फिर मिलेंगे। ओम शांति।
कमाल कर दिया ओ बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया हमारा सारा जीवन आपने खुशहाल कर दिया हाँ खुशहाल कर दिया हो ओ बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया हमारे आपने कमाल कर दिया हम तो थे उलझन में मार्ग बताया आपने
हम तो थे उलझन में मार्ग बताया आपने
हम तो थे गफलत में आके जगाया आपने
हम तो थे गफलत में आके जगाया आपने
आपकी लेखी दृष्टि ने हमको निहाल कर दिया हाँ निहाल कर दिया हो तो बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया हमारे प्यारे बाबा आपने कमाल कर दिया हमारा काया कल्प किया अनोखे राजयोग ने
हमारा काया कल्प किया अनोखे राजयोग ने
हमें बिल्कुल ही बदल दिया योग के नित्य प्रयोग
आपने
हमें बिल्कुल ही बदल दिया योग के नित्य प्रयोग ने
आपकी शुभ शिक्षा ने हमको बेमिसाल कर दिया बेमिसाल कर दिया प्यारे